Ian Schulz. So Melania Trump was accused of rickrolling with the speech at the convention. Look it up, kids. If deliberate, it implies self-awareness. But before the ink was dry on those tweets, she was accused of plagiarizing parts of her speech from a speech given by Michelle Obama, of all people. Evidence was fairly damning, kind of. The First Lady said, "And Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values, that you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, you do what you say you're going to do, that you treat people with dignity and respect." The possible next First Lady said, "From a young age, my parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise, that you treat people with respect." Okay, what a boring theft. Sounds more to me like the speechwriters both went to the same snooze book of bland catchphrases. In keeping with the GOP playbook, Trump's campaign manager told CNN, "This is once again an example of when a woman threatens Hillary Clinton, she seeks out to demean her and take her down." I'm not sure how Hillary's operatives managed to get Ms. Trump to rip off Michelle Obama, but okay. Oh, also in that same speech, Ms. Trump told the GOP gathering that she had a degree in architecture, which turns out not to be true. She dropped out of school when she was a freshman. But Hillary's the big liar here, somehow, again. In other "You're the Big Liar, Know You Are" news, Kim Kardashian released a recording of Taylor Swift, supposedly talking to Kanye West, supposedly giving her permission for him to mention her in a song. Back in 2009, you recall, Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift's acceptance speech at the Video Music Awards with the "I'ma Let You Finish" heard around the world. This February, he released a new song, Famous, with the lines, "I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that B word famous." Taylor made her displeasure known. Kanye says he told her about the song ahead of time, and she was okay with it. Kim Kardashian, star of the TV reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which is still on the air, posted cell phone audio on the internet. Somebody who sounds like Taylor Swift has heard, "It's kind of like a compliment. If people ask me about it, I'll tell them. Oh, he called me beforehand to tell me about it." Apparently, Kim and Kanye want the world to see that Taylor was okay with it before, but now she's all hurty about nothing. Taylor Swift was swift to respond, tweeting, "That moment when Kanye West secretly records your phone call and Kim posts it on the internet." She goes on to claim that she didn't really approve in advance him calling her a B-word, but how could she when she never even heard the song until it was released? But never mind. She concludes, "I would very much like to be excluded from this narrative, one that I never asked to be part of since 2009. I'm with her. Enough Kanye Kardashian narrative. How do you exclude yourself from narratives you never wanted to be part of in the first place? Back at the Quicken Loans Arena, shortly before Ms. Trump tried to seem classy for a minute, Rudolph Giuliani stirred the waters with a fiery speech that ended with him shouting, 'We know who you are, and we're coming to get you.' I don't know if that is necessarily true, but it is alarming. And how are people raising their kids now? To avoid the B word, treat other people with respect, keep your promises, and so forth? I doubt it. I suspect the best thing to do is just put your kids in a coma until they're 18, then wake them up, give them an assault rifle, and shove them out the door. You're on your own, kids. It's your narrative now. Good luck. I gotta go."